Welcome to our first Roofing Dog podcast with Corey Swanson of the Roofing Dog, Swanson Roofing. Corey, welcome.
Good to see you, Chad.
This is going to be a fun endeavor here with the folks over at the Roofing Dog and talking today about typical roofing problems, starting right out of the gate with reasons folks need to have their roofs looked at. Typical roofing problems. Everybody's got something that pops up here and there, but what are some of the most common ones?
A lot of people call with worries of a little spot on a ceiling. Typically in the wintertime, we see a lot of condensation build up. Sometimes it might not even be a roof leak. You have your bathroom vent, you take a shower, you turn your fan on in your bathroom to pull that hot, moist air out. Sometimes if those fans aren't exhausted properly, it can lead to a condensation drip right back down into the house. Mm-hmm. So we see that a lot in the wintertime. One of the other real common problems that we see is at the bottom of a valley where two different roofs come together. Bottom of that valley has a lot of water flowing through it. So if that area wasn't installed properly, over time, it'll seep in and get behind the wood. The valley issue, usually most of the times when a valley causes a leak, usually at some point in time, there was something done improper with the actual installation. If the roof is old, sometimes you'll see a shingle failure lead to a valley leak. But I see a lot of improper installation in the valleys, which handle a lot of water, and that's kind of a big source of the leak. But in the big scheme of things, it's a pretty small repair. So valleys and some condensations, those are two of the big problems.
Very good. So I hear the term flashing tossed around quite a bit when hearing about roofing. Tell me a little bit about flashings and how that plays into this.
So the term flashings, basically, when you have two different areas of a roof that come together, say like you might have a two-story house, your garage might be one story, and the shingles might meet the side of your house, come into siding. You might have a chimney come through the roof, and okay. So your shingles meet the chimney. Mm-hmm. So anywhere your roof is going to meet some other wall, some other thing, we're going to put something there to keep the water away from that wall, and that's a flashing. And usually your flashings are a metal of some sort. Typically, they're aluminum. Sometimes they can be copper. So there's different flashings. So what a flashing is to keep that water from going back behind the wall or going back behind the chimney. Mm-hmm. And like the valley issue, flashings are a huge problem as far as leaks, not necessarily because the shingles are bad, because the flashings are bad. Again, it's back to maybe some installation was done improperly at that flashing, and that flashing can be fixed. Someone might call and they think they have a major problem. They need a brand new roof and they're worried about it. And at the end of the day, we just have to go back in and clean up the flashings and put new shingles and replace the flashings a little bit. So it can be a minor repair in the big scope of things.
For folks that have the minor roofing issues, not necessary to go out and dive right in and get an entire roof replaced. You guys can come in and take a look at it. If it's something that can be a minor fix, something that you guys can arrange to have done.
Just yesterday, I was in Oakwood. I'm actually working for a widow, and she was super nervous. We get this situation a lot. Widows, their husband might have taken care of a lot of that stuff for them, and they're nervous. And they see a roof leak come through, and their biggest fear is, I got to replace this whole roof. It's going to be super expensive. And the job we did in Oakwood yesterday, it literally was one of the nails that holds the roofing system together. Not the shingles, but the wood that holds your wood to your rafters. Mm-hmm. That nail had been bent over, and it worked its way back up, and it had poked the littlest hole in the shingle. And we ended up only having to change out six shingles instead of doing the whole roof. So yeah, absolutely. The issue can be really minor sometimes. And that was a big relief for her.
Always great to hear that. Folks saving money, getting their roof repaired, and not having to spend any more than they absolutely have to at that given time. For folks that want to reach out to the Roofing Dog and Swanson Roofing, how do they reach out?
The best way is really just go to the website, theroofingdog.com. You can learn a lot about us, and you can shoot us an email. You can always call 217-355-7663, but the website's just as easy, theroofingdog.com.
That's Corey Swanson, The Roofing Dog, and we will have more podcast episodes coming up.
Call 355-7663.